Next item, please.
Item 396, request of Bill Dant to address council regarding funding year-round park host and park rangers in Holiday Park.
Hi, Bill.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, Fish, Saltzman, and Mayor Wheeler. My name is Bill Dant. I've been a member of the volunteer group Connected for the last 5 years. Connected was formed 6 years ago this month following the shooting death of an innocent bystander in Holiday Park. His name was Shiloh Hampton. He was 14 years old, and he attended Madison High School. Members of Connected meet every Friday afternoon to walk Holiday Park for a few hours. In the first 2 years of Connected existence and persistence, violent crimes and police calls to the park dropped significantly. Families actually began to bring their kids back to the park and have picnics. Previous to that, drug dealing, gang activity, and human trafficking was blatant and rampant. Which brings us to 2 weeks ago, when 17-year-old Sean Scott Jr. was shot and killed in Holiday Park in an apparent botched robbery attempt. Charged with the crime is an 18-year-old male. Despite all the progress made in Holiday Park, it is a real punch in the gut to those of us who have been involved in making it a safe and welcoming place. The gains made over the past 6 years are very fragile. Progress truly does come in like a tortoise and leave like a hare. Street-level gang outreach workers still cite the park as a routine trouble spot, and Connected, we cannot be there every day. That, in a nutshell, is why I'm addressing you. During the past 2 summers, the Parks and Recreation Bureau has provided a park host and park rangers in the park. I'm asking you as a member of Connected, and also as a lifelong member of the city, to find the courage and means necessary to make the park host and park rangers year-round. They offer games and positive activities for kids. They give the park more sets of eyes and ears, and people just behave better when they're there. I've seen this myself firsthand. According to Commander Robert King of the Police Bureau's North Precinct, the owners of the adjacent Lloyd Center Mall are already partnering with the city to improve security, not just in the mall, but the park as well. Considering the parks as their front door to the Lloyd Center, the mall owners are the perfect example of a public-private partnership which is ripe to be nurtured and cultivated. As tired and cliched as the term stakeholders has become, there are other neighbors of note who can and should be called in to help with some of the heavy lifting here. For example, Senator Ron Wyden and U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer both have offices kitty-corner from Holiday Park in the federal building, and the Bonneville Power Administration is in the building next door to them. To borrow another cliche, many hands make light work. Far too much has been gained at Holiday Park to let it slip back to drugs, violence, human trafficking, and murder. Everyone has a right to feel free to use our parks without fear. It's a quality of life issue for the hundreds of thousands of people who travel through and or use the park every year. It has been said Holiday Park is in many ways the east side equivalent of Pioneer Square. I ask you to please help make that a reality.
Thank you. Thank Commissioner you. Fritz?
Are you? Am I correct in remembering that you don't actually live around the park?
What's that? I'm sorry.
You don't live? Do you live close to the park?
No, I live in West Portland Park up near PCC, Sylvania.
I just want to say thank you for caring about something that's not in your backyard, but is all of our backyard, so thank you.
Portland belongs to all of us.
Yeah. Excellent suggestions, and thank you for your volunteerism.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So just to